as of Congress.
She's also taking aim at the U.S. Attorney General. Fox's Jared Halpern is live on Capitol Hill.
Attorney General William Barr refused to show up to a House Judiciary Committee hearing this morning, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the AG already committed a crime.
He lied to Congress. He lied to Congress. If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law.
Pelosi stopped short of forecasting that have a process to respond. In a Senate hearing yesterday, Barr explained a letter he received from Special Counsel Robert Mueller complaining about a short summary of the Russia report, details Barr did not mention in testimony to Congress last month before the report's public release. Lisa.
Jared, the Justice Department says Speaker Pelosi made a baseless, reckless, and false attack on Barr. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy moments ago.
Democrats did not like the outcome of the last election. They did not like the outcome of 22 months of investigation.
Saying the country wants to move on. The California rabbi, injured in a deadly synagogue shooting last weekend, visits the White House, part of a National Day of Prayer event in the Rose Garden.
We've seen evil and hate-filled attacks on religious communities in the United States and all around the world.
President Trump condemning not only synagogue shootings, but the mosque attacks in New Zealand, the Easter Sunday bombings in Sri Lanka, and fires set at historic black churches in Louisiana, also pledging to continue efforts to defend religious liberty. Stocks are tumbling, and it's blamed in part on plunging oil prices. Right now, the Dow's down 206. This is Fox News.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxitril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxitril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxitril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxitril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-0840. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-0840. 800-993-0840.
Preschool workers in Illinois face charges for the way they punished young children.
Several five-year-olds at Jackie Joyner Kersee Center in East St. Louis were forced to stand naked in a closet for what Police Chief Kevin Schmall describes as minor misbehavior.
Not listening or talking, and that's just the form of discipline they chose to use, which is totally inappropriate.
The preschool is operated by Southern Illinois University Edwardsville.
We've done everything within our control in terms of training, documenting attestations to codes of ethics, codes of conduct, handbooks.
Human Resources Director Bob Thumit, teacher Mary Agbahia, and aide Chavonda Willis are charged with unlawful restraint and battery.
Fox's Kathleen Maloney. The legal battle to extradite Julian Assange to the U.S. gets underway.
The founder of WikiLeaks telling the court he will fight extradition, saying he won't surrender for doing what he called journalism that has won many awards. Outside court, his lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, saying if the case proceeds, it
will place a massive chill on investigative journalism the world over.
Assange is charged in the US with conspiring to hack a Pentagon computer after his website published American military secrets. He's in prison in Britain for skipping bail. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
In the college admissions cheating scandal, federal prosecutors in Boston confirming to Fox News reports that a billionaire Chinese businessman paid more than $6 million to ensure his daughter got into Stanford University. She has since been expelled. That payment made to the admitted ringleader of the scam, Rick Singer, who has said he helped hundreds of families. So prosecutors haven't ruled out more charges. For now, that Beijing businessman is not one of the parents charged or indicted. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now, and you know what Thursday means on Live and Local Now. It means Wayne Allen Root War Now, and he joins us. Wayne, good morning. How you been, my friend?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am doing just great. Hey, I've been dying to want to ask you about the William Barr testimony yesterday. I'm not sure how much you got to see. I'm sure you've seen a lot of the clips of it, at least. Give me your reaction. I mean, I thought he handled that, especially the Democrats. He handled the Democrats, I thought, really well.
Well, it's all a setup. The Democrats are freaking out because they know that William Barr is going to next come after them. His job at the moment is simply to provide a defense for Donald Trump to report that he's innocent, and Mueller proved him innocent. There's nothing there. But that's not really what this is all about. Now they need to smear him the same way they've been smearing Trump and Trump's family, Don Jr., and everybody else involved with Trump, and all his aides, and all, you know, everyone who's ever worked for his campaign. They all need it to be destroyed, slandered, libel, smeared, you know, in any way possible, just executed as individuals, because you have to kill their credibility. And now you got to kill Barr's credibility, because Barr is going to come after all of them. The Attorney General, after the Horwich report is out, is going to put a lot of people in jail. Clapper, Brennan, FBI leadership, Page, Strzok, McCabe, Comey, Baker, etc., etc., etc. So now they got to try and destroy him the way they destroyed Trump. And that's what yesterday's hearing was all about. They're just trying to destroy William Barr and William Barr's credibility and William Barr's name.
And is that what this morning's thing with Nancy Pelosi? He lied to Congress. He lied to the American people. Is that what that's all about? It essentially tarnishing the reputation of William Barr?
Yeah, he didn't lie about anything. What did he lie about? So, yeah, this is so insane that the Democrats made up a story about Russian collusion that never existed, never happened, ever, 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 and they made it up. And now that Mueller, who was their attack dog, and he couldn't come up with anything, so now they've got to cover for themselves and just stir up more lies and call everything a lie. Just, you can't win with these people. So my answer is, if you can't win with them, then you got to arrest them. Now it's time to prosecute all the bad guys. They'll never, ever, ever give up. They'll never let you win. You got to go after them just like they went after you. And this was my argument, and this is my advice from day one. And so I said this for 2 years now. You can't just sit back and just let them destroy you and say nothing in return. You got to go destroy them. This is the politics of personal destruction. So you try and destroy me, I'm going to wipe you out, and that's what's going to happen. We got to go wipe them out.
When do we get the Michael Horowitz Inspector General report? We've been hearing about it for months now. We got the Mueller report first. How long are we going to have to wait for Michael Horowitz?
My understanding is about a month. It'll be out in June. So somewhere in the range of a month, we're going to see it all.
Let me just ask you, since we last talked, Joe Biden has jumped into the race on the Democrat side, and he immediately jumped to the head of the class. A CNN poll the other day had him at like 39%, Bernie at only 15%, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, only 5%. What is going on in that group of 20?
Well, first of all, none of this matters. You know, the media makes money, you know, by stirring up trouble and stirring up controversy and talking about stuff that doesn't matter. None of this matters at this point. You're so far out. The election is November of 20. This is just barely May 2nd of 2019. So you're talking about a year and a half from now. It's 18 months now. The real campaign is, you know, starting next January. So that's many months away. None of this matters what they poll at this moment, Kevin, because it's going to be completely different a year from now. So, you know, it's meaningless other than maybe they use it for fundraising. But other than that, you know, where Biden is now, where Sanders is now, where Pete Butthead is now, I have no idea whether it has any significance for where they're going to be a year from now. My guess is it has no significance at all. I think Biden's support is a mile wide and an inch deep. You know, we've seen this with so many candidates before. I seem to remember back in 2008 when McCain won the nomination, Giuliani was supposed to win it in a landslide, and he never even won one state in the GOP primary. He never even came close to winning a state, but he was the front runner in every poll throughout most of that year until the actual primaries began. I think that's where Biden is. Biden's going to be the front runner from now till next, you know, January, February, when the primaries start, and then once they start, he's going to finish in last place, and he's going to disappear like Giuliani did, you know, from the annals of history. That's the end of him.
What is going to take Joe Biden down, though? I'm curious. Is it ageism? Is it his history, his storied history in civil rights? What is it that's going to take him down?
He's white. He's white,
oops,
he's old, he's straight.
Oops.
That's Democrats don't like those things. But, you know, it's also the creepiness. It's also the grabbing at younger people. It's also, you know, those are minor, by the way. It's also the fact that, you know, he's out of the mainstream of the radical left of the Democratic Party. What else is there? I don't know. There's so many things, it's ridiculous. How about the fact that he is involved in corruption? His son Hunter was this big shot with companies that did business with Ukraine, and Biden made sure that $1.8 billion was steered to the Ukraine government in order for his son to keep getting paid $166,000 a month. And then when the Ukrainian government prosecutor decided to go after Hunter Biden's company for corruption, he withheld the money and said, "I'll bankrupt your whole country," and they fired the prosecutor. I mean, it just doesn't get any worse than that. So I don't know, you know, what people are thinking, but it just doesn't get worse than that.
More coming up. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. You read his stuff in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You see him on Newsmax every afternoon at 5. You hear him on this station beginning at 3 o'clock every afternoon. Stick around. More with Wayne Allen Root. It's all next, live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun. And I'm confused. On most days, you're all, "Oh, I love the sun. It's the best." But when you're driving, you're like, "Wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine." Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway. I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
All of us live in the desert, and yet many homeowners take trees on their property for granted. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Why are trees important to you and your family? Well, they're a major part of the huge investment you've made in your home. For many families, trees provide something in short supply across the Las Vegas Valley. It's called shade. If you're a homeowner with trees on your property, you need to check out my friends at Mr. Tree Service. Mr. Tree is a licensed Nevada State contractor. Certified arborist Joe Noriega and his amazing team of full-time tree care professionals can prune to bring out the safety, health, and beauty of your trees. Mr. Tree Service has the size and experience to do the big jobs right. They're perfect for HOAs and commercial assignments. Check out Mr. Tree Service at MrTreeLV.com or get a free quote by calling 702-401-6277. That's 702-401-6277. All across the Las Vegas Valley, it's Mr. Tree Service.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming, I want you as a part of our Royce International Broadcasting team. For more information, call Debbie McKay at 760-851-9447. That number again, 760-851-9447.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk Now. Talk that rocks.
It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Joining us, Wayne Allen Root War Now. You read his stuff in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You see him on Newsmax every afternoon. And, of course, you hear him on this radio station every afternoon from 3 until 6. I want to ask you, because we've had some amazing economic numbers come out. The Dems, they keep saying, no, it's just an aberration. It's not really reaching regular people. The middle class is still struggling. What do you make of this? Who's right on this argument?
Well, it's a very tough argument. There's no straight answer, and there's the whole problem with our business, Kevin. Every answer in the whole world requires a Harvard freaking degree and 50 hours of conversation, and the media wants it to be 3-second soundbite. The economy is fantastic. The economy is booming, but the middle class is still hurting. There's my answer. It's a very complicated, mixed answer. The middle class is not doing great, but they're doing much better than they did under Barack Obama. And they were on their way to extinction under Barack Obama. Their lives were about to be over. But Trump turned it around and saved middle class people and saved small business and saved the American economy. But that doesn't mean things are great and fine and dandy. Wayne Root used to make $1 million a year. Then he was making $300 under Obama. Then he went back to $400 under Trump. But I want to get back to $1 million. My life is kind of a microcosm of what's wrong with the economy and what's right with Trump versus Obama. It's not perfect, but it's better. It's going to take another few years to heal, and I think Trump needs to do a massive middle class tax cut, an individual tax cut, just like Reagan did. So when liberals say, "Oh my God, things are terrible for the middle class," they were 50 times worse under Obama. But when someone claims everything's fine now, that's not true either. It takes years to heal from the disaster of 8 years of Obama. So Trump needs to put out a middle-class tax cut, because what he's done so far that's invigorated the economy is he put out a fantastic corporate tax cut. And that resulted in bonuses. That resulted in raises. That resulted in wage hikes. That resulted in more jobs created by the millions. Look at ADP payrolls came out yesterday, and 275,000 new jobs created. But that doesn't mean every one of them is now rich and the world is fantastic, and maybe they're all minimum wage. You know, there are jobs being created. Things are good. They're better. They're not perfect. Trump needs to cut individuals' taxes now, because corporations did a little bit of their job. Now you need the individuals to make consumer spending fly, and then I think maybe a year or two after that, you could say the economy's in great shape and the middle class has made a recovery. But it just isn't as simple as a quick soundbite. It's either good or it's not. Trump's right. Democrats are wrong. Trump's wrong. Democrats are right. It just isn't that simple, Kevin.
What should the president be doing? You mentioned the middle class tax cut, and I agree with you on that. I think that that's a great idea. We already heard from Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, there's a deal in place, or at least the beginning of a deal on infrastructure. What is it the president should be doing as he looks ahead to his reelect?
Well, like I said, a middle-class tax cut. That's it. I mean, it's not that. It's simple. That one isn't complicated. The people are in trouble, and they're in trouble because the taxes are too damn high, and nobody wants to admit this. I'm the only one who understands. Never in the history of America have people actually paid 40 to 50% of what they made to the government. You know, so you hear this lie that tax rates are historically low. First of all, they're historically low on the federal level. They're the highest they've ever been in history on the Social Security FICA taxes, on property taxes, on local taxes, and on state taxes, and people are in major trouble. That's number one. Number two, on the federal level, it's a misnomer to say they're historically low. The rate is historically low, but they've eliminated almost all of our deductions. With the deductions, you could have had 90% tax rates, and people were paying like, you know, 10%. Now you have 40% with no deductions. You're really paying 40%. Taxes are the highest they've ever been, but especially when you add in local and state taxes and FICA taxes, they are the highest. People are in trouble because they can't afford the taxes. So if you ask me what's the number one thing Trump can do, it's to give people some tax relief and cut the taxes for the people who are paying them. You know, the taxpayers, the actual people that are paying them. And number two, we're all going broke because Obamacare ruined our health care. The price is quadrupled. So my health care was $500 a month. Now it's $2,000. Now, thank God I switched, and I have Liberty Health Share. So mine is back down again. But the average Americans is still way, way up, and the average small businessman and woman's is way, way up because they pay for their employees, and they don't have Liberty Health Share. So theirs are way up. So all the money is being tied up in health care and in taxes, and people are hurting, and they need some help, and he's got to find a way to lower the health care costs, and he's got to find a way to lower the taxes. Not for corporations. We did that already. We're done with them. Now you got to lower it for the average mom-and-pop business owner and for the average taxpayer.
Want to ask you, in our final couple of minutes, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi came to the White House. They have an agreement that's kind of in place. The devil's in the details, obviously, for a $2 trillion, with a T, $2 trillion infrastructure package. A lot of people are saying that's not a very conservative approach, spending $2 trillion on infrastructure. And to pay for it, we may have to raise the gas tax. What do you make of what they did at the White House the other day?
Look, the devil is in the details always, Kevin, and that's the problem, man. Every time they tell you it's the Affordable Care Act, it's the Unaffordable Care Act. Every time they tell you it's a tax cut, it's really a tax raise. Government lies about everything. So what are the details of the $2 trillion infrastructure deal? I don't know. I suspect that if Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want it badly, and they're thrilled to say they have a deal with Trump, it must be horrible. My guess is it's a bunch of payoffs to liberal unions and liberal union heads. My guess is it's a payoff to community organizers and all kinds of 501c4s that are founded by George Soros so that they can get out the vote for liberal Democrats in 2020 and 2022 and 2024. I'm guessing it's loaded with giveaways and bribes to liberal organizations for the Democratic Party. So if Trump does that, it could be a tragic mistake. On the other hand, do we need infrastructure in America? Yes. Bridges are breaking. People are going to die. Highways are crumbling. Work needs to get done that hasn't been done for a long time. So we need infrastructure. If you need it and it could put people to work, that's a good thing. But someone's got to look through it with a fine-tooth comb and find the, you know, there's $2 trillion they claim. I bet $1 trillion of it is waste and bribery and payoffs to Democrats and unions. So it should only be a $1 trillion bill instead of $2 trillion, and the rest is waste. Someone's got to look through it and make sure it's really just paying for a fixing of bridges and highways and railroads and tunnels and everything else and streets, as opposed to payoffs to the Democratic Party, which is, you know, what Schumer and Pelosi and before that Obama and Hillary were known for. Every bill they ever pass is nothing but payoffs to the people that pay them their, you know, their donations.
Are you willing to raise the gas tax, which I know a lot of people say, well, we haven't really raised the gas tax all that much. Are you okay on raising the gas tax to fix this? The president said he's going to take 3 weeks and then come up with a plan to pay for this.
I just don't know. The devil's in the details. It isn't a yes or no, Kevin. It depends what's in the infrastructure deal, and it depends how big the gas tax raise is going to be, because you know that's going to hurt middle-class people, and you know not only is it going to raise the price of gas in your car, but it's also going to raise all the trucking fees dramatically, yeah. and the trucks bring all the, you know, all the goods to the store and the supermarket, so all our prices are going to go up. It's going to create inflation. The jury is out, and personally, I do not think Trump should sign any deal that raises any tax until after 2020, after he's reelected. I think it'd be a mistake to put his name on a tax increase. Just my gut instinct.
Wayne, it's always good to have you on. If folks want to know more about where they can find you, where do they go?
They go to RootForAmerica.com. They go to this station, KBET 790, every afternoon, 3 to 6, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And at 5 o'clock, you could switch to Newsmax Television, which is on Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, or just go to NewsmaxTV.com. Or if you're in Vegas and Cox doesn't carry Newsmax, she can't watch Wade Root, make sure you call Cox Cable and tell them, I demand you pick up Newsmax so I can watch local guy Wayne Allyn Root. Simple as that.
I love it. Wayne, have a great week. And we'll talk again next week.
You got it. Thanks. God bless.
Thanks. There you go. Wayne Allyn Root joining us live and local now.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union, Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada.
Fox Business Network stocks are trading sharply lower in midday trading as a drop in the price of oil is weighing on energy companies today. Among the laggards, healthcare companies and energy, while real estate companies are among the gainers. And after 4 weeks of increases, long-term mortgage rates falling this week, giving a boost to prospective home buyers during the spring sales season. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on the 30-year fixed rate mortgage dropped to 4.14%, which was down 6 basis points from the previous week. And Beyond Meat is heating up Wall Street. The maker of plant-based burgers and sausages, making its debut on the NASDAQ today, pricing its IPO at $25 and opening up at $46 a share. Beyond Meat is now up over 140% higher than its IPO price. The 10-year-old company has attracted celebrity investors like Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates and actor Leonardo DiCaprio. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Attorney General William Barr lied to Congress last month when he said Special Counsel Robert Mueller had no problems with Barr's early public summary of Mueller's report. We now know Mueller wrote Barr a letter expressing concern the summary did not fairly represent the report's findings.
He lied to Congress. He lied to Congress. If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law, not the President of the United States. And not the Attorney General.
A Justice Department spokesman says in a statement, Speaker Pelosi's baseless attack on the Attorney General is reckless, irresponsible, and false. President Trump says at the National Day of Prayer service at the White House,
people say, how do you get through that whole stuff? How do you go through those witch hunts and everything else? And you know what we do, Mike? We just do it, right? And we think about God. That's true.
This is Fox News.
Mother's Day is around the corner, and it's a great time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code RADIO at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Now through May 12th, Fox News t-shirts, hats, mugs, backpacks, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com. And be sure to use code RADIO at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Now through May 12th. Happy Mother's Day from Fox News Channel.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
On all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Great to have Wayne Allen Root on with us. Always, always have fun when he's on. And he is as straight a shooter as there is. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. In fact, do it right now. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Did you know that CNN ratings are going into the tank? In fact, their primetime ratings dropped a whopping 70. How much is this? 26% in April compared to last year. MSNBC's ratings down 14% in April compared to April of a year ago. Fox News ratings overall were flat. But they didn't lose anybody. And I'm going to tell you what I think is happening. Could be wrong on this thing. I think the American people are voting. I really do. By the way, in the 25 to 54-year-old demographic that advertisers love, it was the CNN's least watched month since August of 2015. In prime time, Fox News finished first with an average of 2.4 million viewers in April 2018, the network also averaged 2.4 million. MSNBC was second and averaged 1.6 million, down from 1.9 million in April of 2018. So both CNN and MSNBC are struggling. Now, somebody tell me why that is. Anybody have an idea? Call me if you do. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And the one thing I will tell you, having been in this industry for a long time, is these ratings announcements are merely a snapshot. They merely tell you what the snapshot is. And it may be far different tomorrow or the day after that or the week after that or the month after that. It could be totally different. That's the problem that you face in this industry, is that the ratings and the so-called snapshot is always going to be different. It's always going to be something a little different. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you want to talk about this and about a lot of other stuff. We'll get to your calls. You want to join me, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Ron. Ron is in Las Vegas. Ron, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Wall. I want to wish you all you guys over there, A great Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm calling is you just had Mr. Root on the phone, right?
Yes.
On the radio. And and I understand he has a very distinguished neighbor.
He used to.
A retired politician now.
Yeah, no. In fact, but just so you know, he has moved, and so he's not a neighbor of Harry Reid anymore.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well,
Used to.
Because I've been listening to the Spanish stations, and they've been advertising Cinco de Mayo. And the way I understand Mr. Reid, you know, the retired man that was in Washington all the years representing the people of Nevada, you know, not himself, but the people of Nevada.
Although he became a millionaire. He did become a millionaire.
They're advertising that he's having an open-door policy at his house on the Cinco de Mayo, and everybody that is Spanish-descended, no matter what country they come from, are invited to his big party, man. The whole country club is going to be all Spanish, the way I understand.
God. My guess is it's nice to be able to invite people over, but if the armed security guards at the entrance won't let you into the gated community, there won't be much of a party, will there?
Well, if about 20,000 show up, they won't be able to stop them.
Oh, there you are. Now, I love that, Ron. Thanks, man. Let's go to Clinical Carl. See what's on his mind. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi. How's my BFAM? You're a good fan, aren't you?
Oh, there you go. There you go. What's up?
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
up? What's up? Talk
Listen,
to me.
Well, I wanted to talk about the bar deal. But for that, I want to agree real quick. Just give you a little fun. Intelligent quotient test. I know you're a real smart guy, bright guy. Can you use real quick the three words in a sentence? Defense, defeat, and detail. Real fast. That's an intelligent quotient
test. No.
Okay, I'll give it to you real quick. The decal jumped over defense.
Oh.
Defeat before detail.
There you go. I hate it when he tries to do humor. We always leave that to the professionals. We try. As you know by now, William Barr was a no-show. And, in fact, we knew this was going to happen. In fact, let's go to cut two real quick. This is Jerry Nadler announcing that this was from yesterday, that William Barr would be a no-show at the House Judiciary Committee hearing. This is cut number two, and Jerry Nadler announcing that William Barr was going to be a no-show.
Although we have worked around the clock to address his concerns, Attorney General Barr has just informed us that he will not attend tomorrow's hearing. Given his lack of candor in describing the work of the special counsel, our members were right to insist that staff counsel be permitted to question the Attorney General. I understand why he wants to avoid that kind of scrutiny. But when push comes to shove, the administration cannot dictate the terms of our hearing in our hearing room. The Department of Justice has also told us that they will not comply with our subpoena for the full unredacted Mueller report, a subpoena that was returnable today. I will continue to work with the Attorney General to reach a reasonable accommodation on access to the full report and the underlying evidence, but not for much longer. Compliance with congressional subpoenas is not optional, and if good faith negotiations don't result in a pledge of compliance in the next day or two, the next step is seeking a contempt citation against the Attorney General. There are many questions that must be answered. The committee will convene at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning as planned. My colleagues will be present. I hope and expect that the Attorney General will think overnight and will be there as well. Are there any questions?
Will you issue a subpoena for Mr. Barr in the morning?
We will issue a subpoena. No, in the morning, tomorrow we will not issue a subpoena. But the first thing is to get the unredacted report, and we will negotiate on that for another day or two. And if necessary, and remember that was subpoenaed, if necessary, go for a contempt citation shortly thereafter. We will also start a process to get Attorney General Barr there.
What is your response to the ranking member who says you're torpedoing this hearing?
We're not torpedoing this hearing. The committee has the right to determine its own procedures. The Attorney General has a nerve to try to dictate, and the administration has a nerve to dictate our procedures. It's simply part of the administration's complete stonewalling of Congress, period. And what the ranking member is saying is that by determining how we'll proceed, we are stonewalling, as if it's our choice that he should not come. He is trying to blackmail the committee into not following what we think is the most effective means of eliciting the information we need. And the Congress cannot permit the executive branch, we cannot permit the administration to dictate to Congress how we operate.
That's Jerry Nadler. And by the way, they did the classic. I mean, this is as old as politics itself. The candidate that doesn't show up for a debate, the attorney general that doesn't show up for testimony before a congressional committee, and you put a table and an empty chair, and that's the optics. And that's what Jerry Nadler did today. He knew that the guy was not going to show. He had made mention of it yesterday, and yet still wanted to go through the theatrics of the empty chair. I just love that. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by my friend Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 100, well, actually the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. So whether it's auto, home, life, retirement, doesn't matter. Call Sam. Do it right now. 702-870-4000. Tell him Kevin sent you. That's 702-870-4000. Stick around. More to do as we continue. As we continue on this Thursday, it is Live and Local Now.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now.
talk that rocks.
Local now, good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. I want to take you to the audio sound bites real quick because there is now an effort out there to kind of morph William Barr, the Attorney General, into the president. There's been all this talk about let's impeach the president, impeach the president, impeach the president. And now that is now they're widening that out and say, well, and the attorney general's got to go too. I want you to listen to Jerry Nadler. He's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And this was his response to William Barr's testimony yesterday before the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is cut number one. This was Jerry Nadler late yesterday after listening to William Barr.
Do you really need committee lawyers to ask questions tomorrow? I mean, do you think that's one of the reasons why he's not coming?
I think that is the reason he's not coming. He is terrified. He is terrified of having to face a skilled attorney. The problem is, I mean, in fact, we've all seen congressional hearings. We have very talented members. They ask very good questions. But a five-minute rule is not conducive to follow-up. We've seen repeatedly administration witnesses, including Attorney General Barr, spend the first 4.5 minutes filibustering, the second the last half minute giving a non-responsive answer, and then it's on to the next person. It is very valuable, as any lawyer will tell you, to have somebody, in this case a staff lawyer, who can follow up, take up loose ends that were suggested by questions from members, and follow up when he gives a non-responsive answer and say, but wait a minute, you said this last week, how can you say this now, or whatever. That's effective, the most effective way at getting at the facts and getting at the truth. And given, I can understand, given how dishonest he has been since March 24th at the earliest, since March 24th at the latest, I can understand why he is afraid of facing more effective examination.
That was Jerry Nadler. Now, what is interesting is, and in fact, let's go to cut three, because the media reaction was not unexpected. In fact, it was pretty much along the lines that we thought it would be. This is Michael Isikoff, longtime talking head, author, usually on MSNBC, but he was on CNN because he was pushing a book. He was on with Chris Cuomo last night. Did you catch this? This was Michael Isikoff last night with Chris Cuomo on CNN. This is cut number three. Go.
Barr was clearly throwing his old friend and colleague, Bob Mueller, under the bus. I mean, he criticized him on multiple levels. Right from the get-go, he said he met with Mueller on March 5th and talked to him about the upcoming report and said, he told him, make sure you identify grand jury material so we don't have to get into a protracted review that's going to delay this. And he says Mueller essentially ignored him.
Right.
That he gave him a report without identifying.
So much more work to do.
That delayed the release.
And that's the reason it was delayed. He also said something else that plays to the Republicans. The Republicans today, they didn't want to talk about whether or not there was obstruction. They didn't want to talk about any of that. They wanted to talk about spying. And they wanted to talk about how the real Russian collusion is with the Clinton campaign paying for a dossier that was used with Russian agents, and that was money given to Russia, essentially. That's collusion. And Bill Barr, when asked about it, was like, well, yeah, I guess he should have looked at that. I don't know, I'm going to have to look into that. Oh, yeah, you know, the spying, yeah, he probably should have looked into the roots. Well, now, what does that mean? That really wasn't part of the purview for Mr. Mueller,
was it? No, Barr has made pretty clear he buys into the Republican argument on this, and there is an Inspector General report that's coming, you know, in the next few weeks that's going to have a big impact on how this plays out. If the IG finds that there were problems in the way that the FBI used the Steele dossier and the FISA warrant, that's going to play right into the Republicans' hands, and it is going to change the debate on this somewhat, because that will give an imprimatur from an independent arbiter to that argument. We don't know that's what he's going to find, but that's the ball game on that score.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Coming up top of the hour, very excited. We had planned on having her yesterday, but she got caught in a meeting. And again, when you're in committee hearings or in a meeting, sometimes it's tough to extricate yourself from it. But Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman District 22, will join us. She's got a pharma bill that is given a good chance of passage. We'll find out how good in just a bit. But Melissa Hardy was going to join us yesterday. Will join us coming up just after the top of the hour. Want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I was there for lunch yesterday and had an amazing Western burger with barbecue sauce and bacon and everything. It loaded. It was great. It was really phenomenal. Anyway, check it out on East Flamingo at Pecos, Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining. Okay, coming up in the program, we're going to talk about week 13. Believe it or not, we're at week 13, and the last time I checked, there were only like five bills that have been passed. One of those is the bill that finances the session. The background check bill was rushed through. But other than that, what has really gone on? And we're down to roughly a month remaining in the legislature. 120 days every other year. That's the way we do it. But unfortunately, not a lot of legislation is becoming law. Now, maybe that's a good thing. When you're in the minority like we are, Maybe that's a really good thing. We'll figure that one out. But Melissa Hardy will join us. We'll get the very latest from Carson City. That'll be coming up in just a couple minutes. By the way, after rain earlier in the week, Southern Nevada is absolutely gorgeous. It's beautiful out. I'm looking out towards McCarran International Airport. Not a cloud in the sky. It's really nice. Hope it's that way where you are. Stick around. More to do. Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman District 22, joins us next, live and local now.
Come celebrate the day.
taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's Taco Shop. You can choose from over 100 family recipes, each prepared hot and fresh every day. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. A commitment to quality and service that will never be compromised. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day at Roberto's. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Time to move on. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That message from House Republicans.